Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Your face.
What's up with you?
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
I wasn't quite sure how many I'd done.
So I was... What, beyond one?
Yeah. Was...
it's really not difficult.
How do you miscount one?
I don't know.
Have you said hi, mate? How many times have I just said that?
I don't know.
How are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
I see you're still drinking.
Yeah.
It's week two.
Yeah.
How's it going? It's good.
These cans last me a long time.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. What have you been up to?
Nothing.
Not a sausage. No,
nothing else.
I've been to Westminster the other week.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to talk about this, Andrew.
Oh, you were in my neck of the woods, weren't you? I loved it when I lived down there.
Honestly, when I got past Watford, I just turned into Dick Van Dyke, you know what I mean? All right, keep that. And I text Jordan on the group a picture of me walking across Westminster in the morning and Big Ben. And Jordan...
Oh, God, yes.
...said, what's that? You must have been joking. Tell me you were joking.
Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really not think that I know who Big Ben is?
Well, yeah, actually, because you spend your school years in a lift.
Yes, but I was joking.
All right, okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I was joking.
Because it really didn't come across it that did, way, it? Did it?
Especially when I named it Big Dave. That well-known clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been down there, that London.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you go along the South Bank?
No, I didn't, actually, no. No, but I did stay in a hotel right next door to...
The London Eye.
London Eye, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Very nice!
Nice!
Sorry.
My sister. You're happy there?
Sorry.
Go on, what do you know?
What do I know? Oh, I've been to the pictures.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Cinema?
Yeah, I went with my good friend Vicky.
All right.
And we went to see... the new Michael Jackson biopic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Was that a joke in there? Have you been? That's why you've been desperate to get out in there. Andrew's thinking about it. It wasn't bad.
No, I just walked straight into that one, didn't
yeah, you
I?
Did.
He was waiting for that.
Yeah.
No, in all seriousness, yeah.
Is he about the build up of his life and up to when he becomes famous, or is it about his career?
I don't know really how to describe it, but it chronicles various stages of his life from the Jackson 5 and right up to in the 80s.
Yeah.
But what I found wrong with it is it didn't chronicle enough for me. I was left wanting more afterwards.
Right.
So I feel that at the end of it, I think there's room for a sequel, and I think that's what they're going for.
You think?
I thought there was plans for a sequel.
I really do think that.
I'm actually really surprised that it got to be made because of all the controversy about Jackson.
Yeah, they didn't touch upon any of those subjects.
No. Well, they wouldn't. But I'm just surprised that he got made because of that. You know, did he talk about his dad when he was a kid?
Yes.
He was an absolute...
Yeah, he was. That things he used to do to them to make them...
He used to lock them in cupboards and all sorts.
Yeah, and say, you're not leaving until blah-de-blah-de-blah.
Yeah.
And that I didn't like it about that.
There's actually a documentary on BBC iPlayer at the moment, Andrew. You might now you've got a TV license,
right?
You can have a look. But on BBC iPlayer,
I noticed how he's just where
is that then? Just tell me what is it?
BBC iPlayer.
iPlayer, yeah.
If you go on there, there's a Michael Jackson 4 or 5 episodes documentary.
Yeah,
and it's got all lots of old footage and interviews, this, that, and the other, and it chronicles. You'll like this, Sean. It chronicles his career. And interviews with his dad and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But then it goes down the court era with the kids and this, that and the other. But I'm surprised the movie got made. But I will go see it.
Yeah, you should. But I just felt there was more to be explored.
Yeah. But like Andrew said, you know, there's probably going to be a sequel, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder how many billions of pounds that movie would have made.
or it's still making, because it's still available to, well, it's not available to stream, I don't think, yet.
No, no, but it, you're still at the cinema.
Yeah.
Who gets his wealth? Who got his wealth, Andrew? Can you remember?
It was kids, wasn't it?
It's children,
there's,
wasn't it?
There's like a fund, isn't there?
Right.
Which doesn't directly go to them, but obviously it's managed by...
Blanket, Paris, and I'm not sure whether there was another one.
Who did he have kids by? Did he go out with Drew Barrymore or someone like that?
Lisa Marie Presley, I want to say.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Your brain damage is okay at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
they'll be assessing that claim soon.
Oh. They'll reduce your money. Don't be so clever.
Oh, God damn.
Act stupid for the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want my rating?
We're not doing a movie review, are we? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I can't review it because I've not seen it. You have to wait till I see it.
Yeah, but I'll give you my rating and then you can have seen it next time we record.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go on then.
I'll give it 9 out of 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, you've not seen it. What would you give it?
I love Michael Jackson.
Do you?
Yeah, I saw him once in concert. Yeah.
Sorry, did you did really? What?
I saw him in concert in London.
Did you?
Yeah, wow. Wembley. Old Wembley.
The old Wembley, proper Wembley.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
What was it like?
What was the experience like? Can you remember?
Honestly, I was at the far end of the stadium, so I couldn't see it close up.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you always used to see those concerts on telly, didn't you?
Yeah.
So... It looks really old-fashioned now when you look back and watch them.
Did you have big screen LEDs in your day?
I don't think there was.
Mm.
But it was obviously, of its time, it was a massive stage show.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to, I don't know, the Harry Styles gig that's just started this week in Amsterdam, it looks just insignificant.
I think artists...
Like Live Aid, if you see the Live Aid stage, was so basic, wasn't it, compared to now?
I tried to go to Live Aid and I couldn't get a ticket, but I went the year after, and it was a summer festival at the old Wembley. And yeah, see if you can guess the year. This will be more for you than you, Jordan.
1986.
These are the artists that were on. Wang Chung.
Right, love
Nick
them.
Kershaw.
Yeah.
Paul Young.
Yeah.
Kool and the Gang.
Yeah.
Elton John. And I can't remember who else. That was who, and it was a summer in
I don't remember that.
Wembley.
1986.
I think it was 85, actually.
Live Aid was in 1985.
Oh, in that case, it was 86. You're quite right.
Boom.
Yeah. You get a point.
Yeah. I'm quite proud of that.
So, Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Big artist to see.
Yeah.
And there's other artists, if you think about it, over the years that we've not seen, obviously,
because
we weren't born. You know, Elvis and people like that. What other artists have you managed to see, Andrew?
You know, weirdly, I was thinking about this last night.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The gigs I've completely forgotten about.
Yeah.
So, right. U2 at the new Wembley.
Great.
Rolling Stones.
Wow.
At the new Wembley.
They've got some new material out at the moment.
Madonna.
Have you seen Madonna?
Yeah. Took me mother.
You see, these are bucket list. These are bucket list artists, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd forgotten I'd seen so many of them, and I don't go to a lot of gigs. Spice Girls, saw them a few years back.
I've seen those.
Have you?
Yeah, but I don't admit it if I don't have to.
Yeah, right.
It was a great gig. It was at the Etihad Stadium.
I bet you got Spice Girls pictures on your wall, Jordan.
Mine was at the. MAN Arena when it was called the MAN Arena.
I remember meeting the Spice Girls before they were famous.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did a gig with, it wasn't the Spice Girls, but it was someone like that. And we did a low-key gig, a record launch in Manchester.
Yeah.
And we spent, you'll like this, Andrew, we spent all day rigging the sound and the lights and the stage. And in walks these four or five girls. It might have been girls allowed. Someone like that. And they all walked in with the tour manager and a couple of cronies and whatever. And the tour manager came over to us and we were doing the sound. And he gave us like a mini disc. It wasn't the CD, it was a mini disc. He went, there's the track. So they were just singing to a backing track.
Yeah.
And we set all these microphones and headsets up for them. And we said, right, just give us a 1-2 on your mic. And the tour managers nudged us, went, don't even bother turning them on. Was it? They were miming.
Oh, God.
But we spent all day rigging thousands of pounds worth of equipment.
Yeah.
I think on my bucket list was Bruce Springsteen, as you know.
Yeah.
And I was very disappointed.
I know. You.
Oh, really?
I remember the Facebook post.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I was gutted.
Why?
You know, it was more production than him, but the stage, it was Wembley again. The stage was too low, and it's all standing, obviously, on the pitch.
Yeah.
You couldn't see him. And he spent most of his time in the pit entertaining the people in the front row.
Yeah.
So, I was gutted. Who else have you seen?
God, I can't remember now.
Some big names.
Yeah, I have seen some quite big names, but I can't remember any of that U2 gig or the Rolling Stones gig.
Oh, I don't know whether any of you'll know this group, but they were manufactured on telly. Hearsay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved Hearsay.
Did one of the girls go on to Coronation Street or something?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
What's she called?
Kid Marsh.
Yeah. I was in a venue the other week while I was touring, and I was in Portsmouth Guildhall.
Yeah.
But I'm from Portsmouth, obviously. So, if you remember. So, I was in the Guildhall, and I stood there on the stage. I was thinking, I've been in here to gigs with my mum.
Right.
And I'd seen David Essex there.
Wow.
Don't laugh.
What did he sing?
What?
What did he sing?
Do you not remember David Essex? No.
Home. Me
closer, let me go.
Is that him?
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, I know who he is.
I've seen the Wurzels there. No, I ain't got a brand new combine hamster. I'll give you the key. Yeah,
I'm
not quite Madonna.
I'm a drinker. I drink shit all the day.
And you're laughing at me for going to the Spice Girls. Unbelievable.
Yeah, my mum told me, come on. Wurzels.
Is it time for the Amanda Holden update?
No. Oh, got another one?
No.
What? Bloody hell.
Should we do a challenge?
Oh, go on then.
Are you ready for a weekly challenge?
Oh, go on then.
Are you sure?
I think I think I'm ready for this challenge.
Right, so, for the next episode, I want you to do a day in the life of Jordan. And I want you to video...
Don't let him blog it.
...your life for one day.
Wow.
First, it's going to be interesting.
I'll leave it with you, shall I?
Yeah.
We'll see the results next time.
There must be so much more for you to watch now you've got a TV licence. Why would you want that? Jordan Fly the War documentary. Can I help you with that?
Andrew?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you can. Are you trying to... I know what you're trying to do.
Go on, tell me.
You're trying to get me to do what Tom does.
What's that?
Because that's what he does. He Tom Syndicate, he vlogs his life every day.
Yeah.
Right. So you know exactly what you need to do then.
Yeah.
For one day of your life.
Yeah.
Send all the footage to me. I'll edit it for you.
I will.
Piece it together.
Yeah.
You can do a little voiceover. You can explain what you're doing.
Oh, bloody hell, I can't do voiceovers. I can't do them.
It's not dissimilar to doing a podcast.
Is it not?
It's all practically the same, but with a camera in your hand.
Right, okay. You
absolute bellend.
Yeah.
But it's to get you out there on the internet.
Yep. Are people ready for that?
No, not at all.
I don't think he's going to get published anywhere.
Oh, he's going on YouTube.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. Oh, what would the key words be out of interest?
Knobhead.
Mel makes fool of himself on camera.
Sorry.
Anyway, I'll leave that with you, shall I?
I'm looking forward to that.
Should we do an Amanda Holden update?
The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
What you got?
Right, well, this isn't particularly...
What?
This isn't particularly... I did that on purpose, by the way.
Alright.
Amanda-related. But the other day...
Hang on. We're doing an Amanda Holden update, but it's not Amanda-related.
Yeah, but she's involved.
Oh, right, okay.
Right. I was watching Britain's Got Talent.
What? You're watching what?
Britain's Got Talent.
Right.
He's had half a John Smith.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, one of the fellow judges, KSI, to be more specific, started choking live on TV, and none of the other judges did nothing.
Right. And?
Not even Amanda.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say she rescued him or something.
I thought she did. Yeah, I thought she like did the Heimlich manoeuvre or something.
Nobody. Not even Amanda.
So if you're having difficulty in the vicinity of Amanda Holden, you can rest assured.
She's not going to help you.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's an Amanda Holden update.
Yeah, that was that.
Don't rely on Amanda to save you.
Hopefully she hears this episode then. Should we move on?
Yeah.
Should we do my quiz?
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Shall we?
The Outer Square. It's that time of the week again, folks. The Outer Square. And here's your host with the most, Boss Man.
Here I am. Are we ready then?
Aye.
So, a few questions. Four questions. And the winner, whoever gets the most rights, will walk away with the trophy, which I did break the other week.
Right.
So I'm not going to let it leave the studio. Don't break it.
I'm not going to break it. I'm just looking at it.
Just be very careful with it. Cost me 20 quid off Amazon, that. Imagine if that came in a drone. That wouldn't last, getting dropped from the sky.
Yes.
Four questions. You know how it works. First one is going to be about questions in the news. Mm-hmm. Are we ready?
Yeah.
So question number one. The record for the longest tiramisu was recently broken by 100 Italian chefs in London. But how long was this tiramisu? Was it A, 273.5 metres, 348 metres, was it 440.6 metres, or 401 metres?
What? What's a tiramisu?
A dessert.
A dessert.
Is it?
Kevin. Yeah.
Cake.
Yeah. Nice big cake. But a very big cake.
What were the answers again?
273.5 metres, 348 metres,
yep.
440.6 metres, or 401 metres?
I'm going for the first one, 273.
273.5, okay.
Yep. I have no idea, but I would hazard a guess. They were aiming for 400 metres and they overshot, so it was going to be 401. That's going to make more sense. I'm going for 401.
It was actually 440.6 metres.
Right.
That's huge. Wow. That's a running track length plus a bit more.
Wow.
Oh, my auntie would love that.
How big's the kitchen?
Exactly. It took 100 chefs to make that.
Wow.
Right, question two.
Did we get no points then?
Nobody got a point for that one. About the movies. What was the very first feature-length animated movie ever released? Was it A, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, B, Pinocchio, C, Fantasia, or D, Dumbo? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Pinocchio, Fantasia,
Dumbo. I know this one. Jordan, you know it.
Hang on.
What's your answer, Jordan?
Mm-hmm. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Nope, it's Fantasia.
It's actually Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Is it?
Boom! Yeah.
Wow. It was released in 1937.
Yeah.
Fantasia was 1940.
So what fact am I confusing that with? Because I thought Fantasia was like the first kind of something, you know.
I think you might be confusing it with the first Mickey Mouse sort of cartoon.
The introduction of the character Mickey Mouse, I think.
You get a point.
I know.
Well done you.
Yes, well done me.
You're question number three.
You win this, you'll get no pip. You know that, don't you?
Have you been watching the news, you two?
This
was a big story.
Yeah.
In my world.
Oh.
There is an annual competition in Belgium. What do the contestants do? A, do the best donkey impersonation. B, the best horse impersonation. C, the best seagull impersonation. Or D, the best dog impersonation.
Now,
donkey, horse, seagull, dog.
Jordan, you know, have you ever heard of gurning, where they put the head in like a rubber thing and they pull weird faces?
Now, with you, Andrew, saying that it was right up your like alley or whatever,
yeah,
I think it might be dog.
When he used to do gurning in this country, I don't know if it's still a thing. Do you remember gurning?
Oh, yeah.
Put your head through a little, like a horse's collar thing.
Yeah.
And make weird faces. Yeah. That's been a UK thing for years.
Yeah.
But overseas, donkeys, that's been a thing. So I think it's donkey.
Well, I think it's what I said.
Go on, boss man.
Dogs, I think.
Seagulls.
Wow. Those were the winning seagulls.
Wow. Oh. What country is that happening?
In Belgium.
Wow. Right.
It's an annual competition if you want to go next year. In fact, we should all go next year.
That little, what's that Belgian, the pee-pee boy called? You know what I mean? Please tell me you know what I'm on about.
No.
In Belgium, if you go to Belgium on holiday,
right,
or you get a key ring, you get a little boy and he's got his todger out and he's weeing.
Right.
Yeah? Anyone?
God.
No. That's question four.
Yes, please.
It's the Amanda Holden question.
We can't just leave that.
No, we really do.
Yeah.
The Amanda Holden question.
Yeah, we really.
Where was Amanda born? Was it A, Worthing, B, Torquay, C, Southampton, D, Portsmouth? Worthing, Torquay, Southampton, Portsmouth.
How many points have you got so far, John? One. I've got none.
Shut up, I'm thinking.
Am I putting you off?
Yeah.
Because I keep talking to you.
Got it.
Go on, you go first.
I think she was born in Portsmouth.
I think it was Southampton.
Jordan wins 2-0. Jordan gets the trophy. Well done, mate.
I've been reading my book.
Do you want a word as original?
No.
Can we talk about Pee-Pee Boy in Belgium?
No.
No. No.
The Outer Square. Definitely not similar in any way to any quiz show that may or may not have been hosted by Amanda Holden on UK TV. Any legal correspondence relating to the matter should be directed solely to Jordan at followthedream.co.uk.
Should we move on then?
Go on, shall we move on then?
Shall we? Episode 108. Last time around, Kevin got the point, 39 points, so he's winning. Jordan, you're on 34. Come on, you've really got to get a point this week. A chicken joke here is probably going to save the day.
Before you go any further, I've just Googled Belgian pee-pee boy.
Can we move away from the pee-pee boy?
And I'm regressing it.
I'm not surprised. We tried steering you away. But go on.
Go on, John.
No, go on. Pee-pee boy. Right.
German pee-pee boy. There we go. Belgium. Look at that picture there. What do you see?
Be careful.
Christ.
What?
Right.
You never seen that?
Yes.
So that's German Belgian pee-pee boy.
Right.
So why were you poo-pooing me
Why
before?
Are you obsessed with it? What's going on?
I'm just a bit put out that you told me I was talking rubbish. All right.
Jordan, chicken joke. Go on.
Okay. I went for a job as a mustard cutter the other day.
A what cutter?
Mustard cutter.
Okay.
But turns out I wasn't quite good enough.
Mm.
That's it.
Did you make that one up?
Nope.
Okay.
Surely there's an end line to that.
I think the punchline is he couldn't cut the mustard.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh. Right, point to Kevin.
Do you want another go? Do I have to do a joke?
No.
I mean, do you want to?
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about the Belgian boy a bit more?
No. You like chicken jokes, don't you?
I do.
I've got a snail joke for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
John, snail walks into a bar, says, whiskey, please. And landlord says, no, mate, we don't serve snails, and throws him out. Anyway, 2 weeks later, snail walks in again. Yeah. And he says, what did you throw me out for?
You see, these are the best jokes. I'm going to add snail jokes to the list. Snails and chickens. There we go.
John, you're not happy, are you?
No, it's not that I'm not happy. I just...
Sorry, mate.
I do get it, by the way.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to make of it.
Okay.
Well, you should laugh. It was funny.
Ha!
A lot funnier than yours.
There you go.
Say goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.